SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Request denied. A judge rejecting Donald Trump's bid to delay his upcoming New York criminal trial.
Lawyers for the former president asked for a delay of the hush money trial until the Supreme Court rules in Trump's immunity claim, his Washington, D.C. election interference case. But the judge said no. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are scolding the judge presiding over Trump's classified documents case in Florida. They're unhappy with the slow pace and are questioning the judge's approach, arguing that her jury instructions are based on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They're closing the gap with the opposition. Former President Trump and the Republicans ended last month with just over $90 million in their campaign coffers.
That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operation says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million. Cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his re-election campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's a Biden-Netanyahu phone call on the agenda today. The president and the Israeli prime minister will talk for the first time since an airstrike killed a group of aid workers in Gaza. Parts of the east are battening down the hatches as a nor'easter intensifies, bringing heavy snow to New Hampshire and Maine, along with a threat of coastal flooding from New York to Maine. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are up 96 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 75. The S&P futures 16 points higher. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin goes all in on transgenderism.
Democrat Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have barred males from competing against females in school sports. Though the measure passed comfortably in both House and Senate, in the legislature there aren't enough votes for an override. The American Principles Project is decrying the decision, saying, quote, Governor Evers' veto of protections for girl athletes is an especially cowardly surrender to ideologues who deny biological reality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court is considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Gentner Drummond argues that the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. If approved, Drummond says Islamic or even satanic schools would be eligible to receive public funding. This is SRN News. Postal Service Inspector General's audits uncover significant problems at a new regional processing facility in Virginia.
Damaged mail left unprocessed for months. The audit raises questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. The facility is the first of 60 planned regional processing centers that the U.S. Postal Service is launching nationwide to streamline operations and cut costs. But the audit found that work hours and overtime actually increased after the center opened. And the audit also found that problems at the Richmond Center, which opened in July, have contributed to a drop in on-time service that now finds Virginia ranked worst in the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NATO celebrating its 75th anniversary as the war in Ukraine challenges the unity of the alliance. More details at SRNnews.com.